Today's August 11th, 2023. Current Bitcoin price is $29,373.
Welcome to the BitByte podcast, your source for news and information about Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency space. This podcast is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not financial advice.
What's going on, Rick?
Oh, not much. Just enjoying some lemon sorbet.
Some lemon sorbet?
Yeah. Maybe. Lemon raspberry.
You fancy.
Well, my wife made it.
Oh, really? Homemade lemon sorbet at that?
Yeah. I mean, I do keep her pregnant, barefoot, and in the kitchen all the time, so I got to get some out
of it. Yeah, yeah. You know, something on your end of the deal.
So,
that's sounds like a good start to the weekend.
I think so.
Do you have any major plans?
Yep. I'm going to take my wife out of the kitchen and take her on a little birthday trip to Maine, because hopefully she enjoys it.
Is it her birthday?
Coming up soonish. I mean, Wednesday, so we'll celebrate it now.
Well, happy birthday, Amanda.
That's right.
So we had CPI numbers come out this week. We were going to record earlier in the week, but we weren't able to. And I mean, we're catching up soon enough. I mean, cause there were still some other things that came out. So I'm kind of glad that we kind of did push it out. But, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the CPI for the month of July actually rose 0.2%.
To 3.2%, correct?
Yeah, correct. Because we had said 3% from the previous month. So it rose 3.2%. The index for all items less food and energy also increased by 20.2% in July on a seasonally adjusted basis and rose 4.7% over the last 12 months, not seasonally adjusted.
Well, disclaimer. This group of guys, the two of us, do not believe in any of the numbers coming out of the, you know, the federal government. So it's kind of cute that they've acknowledged that, you know, energy prices are going up yet again.
Yeah.
But, some interesting things happening. I don't know. I mean, still, they're acknowledging that at 3.2%, things are still increasing in price.
Right.
I just don't know if it's capturing all of it. I mean, from what I'm seeing, but I mean, it's not the growth in prices definitely isn't as bad as it was, say, you know, 2021. That was when it was insane.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
So the other statistics.
So the only other thing that we had right before that, and I think this came out the week previous to that, was the labor statistics came out for the job rate, and they said that there was 187,000 jobs in July that were added, and unemployment changed little as it's still sitting at 3.5%, which I don't buy that either.
Yeah.
That's just what, I mean, that's still the people that doesn't count the people that have just given up.
Right. Well, they've stopped counting them at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the most important metric, I'm pretty sure they haven't published that recently, or that's not something they're putting out there, is the labor participation rate, mm-hmm. especially for people under 30. It's probably at record lows, or it has been for the past several years.
Yeah.
Where a lot of young men have basically given up at even trying to work or be a part of society in general.
Yeah, or find anything at all. You know, and it's kind of interesting, like the company that I work for too, like they're preparing, like we are trying to get stuff in line when we look at, you know, tightening our belts and stuff like that going into Q3 and Q4, they're expecting huge downturn for the remainder of this year. And we, you know, we've talked about recessions and all that stuff and how the Fed, they're ultimately not going to be happy or do anything to stop raising interest rates until they see that squeeze, right?
Maybe. Well, I think that's probably what's going to have to make them change direction. But I've been hearing some murmurings on the internet where some people are starting to think that, hey, maybe the Federal Reserve is going to pull off that soft landing, where this is going to still, this economy is going to still slowly grow, but it's not going to get too crazy, but inflation is going to come down. And I don't see that happening, but, you know, there's I guess, some hope out there. Maybe some naivete. We'll see.
Yeah, you know, and I heard, you know, on the inflation front, I heard China actually showed that they're going deflationary.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
They're edging towards it anyways, according to the news reports. But I heard that earlier this week as well. I mean, their consumer price index fell by 0.3%.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, again, China's numbers, I don't really believe theirs either, so.
Like I say, man, dude, if BRICS happens, like, who are you going to trust to hold all that gold for all those countries?
It's like not China. Not China.
It's going to be, you know, gold-plated bars of lead. But they're also
Metal jacket gold.
Full metal jacket gold. From what I also understand, like, they're going to get hit hard with being unable to buy NVIDIA chips here pretty soon for their AI stuff. We'll see how long that lasts.
Man, there's always something coming around the bend that's just jacking up the prices of graphics cards.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not Bitcoin, it's now AI.
Yeah.
You can't win. We just can't win.
No, not at all. One thing that we did bring up previously, we had talked about the SEC was probably going to appeal whether or not XRP was a security, and it doesn't appear like the SEC is going to actually try and pursue that at this time.
Yeah. Well, didn't the last time they say that it was going to be a couple of years before they got around to it or something about that?
Well, and I don't know, like I said, I don't know the ins and outs, but it was supposed to take that long just for them to actually do the appeal. Like, even if they started now, it would still take like up to 2 years. And I don't know if it's just the way that government is so slow and the way that it works or what the case is. But they just said that it's, you know, they won the institutional part of it. Retail investors, you know, they don't get that win, but I guess they're just like, whatever, we'll go with it. We'll see. We'll see if that stays that way.
Okay.
You know, but yeah, I wouldn't trust that one way or the other. And then one other thing that I wanted to bring up as well was, you know, there's been a lot of talk and fervor about the Bitcoin spot ETF. And we were supposed to get an announcement of one this week. It was supposed to actually come out today. Was Cathie Wood's ARK Invest. Their ETF had been filed back in June. Original filing date was June of 2021. Then they had to refile and refile and refile. They refiled again in May of 2023. And so the first deadline came in June of 2023. And second deadline just passed. And they actually are going to postpone again to the third deadline. The SEC says they're looking for comments from people to see whether or not they should approve it.
Well, the second deadline is August. Third deadline is November.
Uh-huh.
And final deadline is January of 2024. So it's kind of interesting. I don't know if the SEC is going to help this along, but I have been watching some different videos with Cathie Wood, and she is projecting Bitcoin to just take off. She's expecting just a crazy boom, according to her analysis.
Absolutely. And the thing that I find interesting about that, like, because, you know, if you're on the Discord, we've got a chart up of the all the different ETFs that are out there on the market right now, or that are under review by the SEC. Not the Federal Reserve, by the SEC, and they all start to kind of coincide. Like, if they push ARK invests out all the way out to January, which is the final deadline, and either they have to accept it or reject it at that point, it starts to coincide with all the rest of them around January 15th.
Uh-huh.
Because that's BlackRock, Bitwise, VanEck, WisdomTree, Invesco, Valkyrie, like all those companies, that's all like their third deadline is around January 15th.
Yeah, the 15th, the 14th, the 17th is the other one.
Yep.
Yeah, but they're all 15th or 14th pretty much otherwise.
Yeah. So, I mean, even if you included Cathie Woods in that with the ARK Invest, that's from the 10th to the 17th. That's like a week's time frame. I could just imagine the SEC, because there's been a lot of speculation, and I think it was the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust ETF attempt that they were saying, you know, just do them all at the same time. And I think we talked about that on the podcast last time, where they wanted the SEC just to make it fair, just to prove them all at the same time. That would be like the closest thing if they do it all in January.
That makes sense to me. I wouldn't see them doing that.
And to me, I mean, it's just speculation on my part, but
I see a method to that. I can see how that would happen.
Yeah. I like, if you look at that there, like Valkyrie, their Bitcoin ETF, their ticker symbol for it. Do you see what it is?
It's Burr. B-R-R-R.
Little tongue
money for it goes.
Yeah, they probably won't get approved.
Nope. Oh, I hope so, though. I would invest in that just for that.
Just for the lols. The lols.
The lols.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Like, Bitcoin has been in a weird little funk. It's been trading sideways for so long. I mean, the volatility really isn't there. There's nothing really going on with it.
Which is not a bad thing. I mean, it's just Bitcoin is not schizophrenic for a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's basically what you're saying.
Yeah, no. And it's not a bad thing, right? Like, but that just means that pressure cooker is building. And, you know, and we may see a final shakeout. Because I mean, you've been calling for that for a while. We may see a final shakeout before we start to go back up to the upside.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the entire economy. Like, everything's just hanging on the edge of something. We don't know what the heck's going to happen. I mean, you can feel something in the air. You can cut it with a knife. You can almost taste it. It's just there, but it's not materialized yet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I tell you what, just looking out when you go travel around just different spots in America that maybe you've gone to over the past few years, everything just seems to be getting rougher.
Yeah. No, that's without a doubt. I mean, and that's across the board. Like, you hear stories of, you know, I was talking with one of my coworkers today. She lives in San Francisco. And she was talking about it. I told her, I said, you know, that's kind of scary because we had something similar happen in, you know, our area here where police went to the wrong house to serve a warrant. And, you know, they were surrounding the home and it was her house that they picked. That was the wrong house. I said something similar like that happened in, you know, this town here and they killed the guy.
Yeah, they killed the wrong guy.
Mm-hmm. By going to the wrong house.
Yep. But, you know, they stopped a mass shooter shortly afterwards and everyone forgets that even happened.
Yeah. Yeah, it's scary. I mean, and it's, you know, it's, and I'm not going to just put that solely on the police department either. You know, I mean, there's tension everywhere.
Right.
You feel it, you taste it.
Yeah. But just looking at the world right now, everything seems rougher. Things seem like they're sliding backwards.
Yeah.
But
how? We're so progressive, Rick.
How? I don't know.
Oh, man. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to keep your eyes on this stuff and just see. And, you know, and I think what I find really interesting about finance is that finance is everything in the world. When I say that, what I mean by that is like everything is affected by finance and finance affects everything. Good or bad. Like, I'm not saying that's the right way for things to be, but.
Yep, I agree.
Controls it all. Anyways, was there anything else you wanted to bring up today?
Well, I just want to mention, you know, you said finance brings up or affects everything and everything affects finance. And I think that has a lot to do, we kind of mentioned it before the show began, but it has a lot to do with what's happening with the numbers and the fact that they're trying to fudge them. You know, we had that 2 quarters of negative growth. They did not call it a recession. Mm-hmm. You know, they're just like trying to avoid, distract, and, you know, take your eyes somewhere else.
Well, and we've got the perfect name for it now. They call it Bidenomics.
Bidenomics, baby. But that's the one thing about the economy and the markets is it's all about human psychology, and whatever is happening, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah.
If things are going great, things just kind of build onto it and it just keeps going up and up just because things are going good, and it just gets a little bit overheated that way. But on the flip side, when things start going down, it becomes like a death spiral. It kind of self-fulfilling prophecy, cycle of doom. So it's been kind of interesting watching them finesse this line where things obviously aren't looking great. Your company's preparing for a downturn. I don't believe anything that's happening until whatever the black swan event is, or whatever's, you know, the straw that breaks the camel's back. I'm just kind of curious to see what happens.
Well, and so rumor has it too, like talking about BlackRock, and I know we were going to try and wrap this up, but talking about BlackRock, they're dumping a lot of their United States assets at this point. They're looking to diversify into emerging markets.
Yes. Which is not a good sign.
No.
I actually saw something where a senator that's been very good on predictions, you know, like did different moves, and I can't remember which senator it is. I don't want to speak too much about it, but they were showing that he was buying a lot of shorts on the U.S. here recently. So,
yeah.
Buckle up.
Yeah, no doubt. I think they were in for something pretty scary, pretty gnarly here pretty soon, but we'll see.
We'll see.
That whole soft landing thing, like everybody seems like they're getting pretty excited for it. I'm like, I don't know, man. I don't know.
You know, this is not financial advice, but I think the only haven for this is basically gold and potential and Bitcoin.
Yeah. Yep.
That's my thoughts, but, you know, not financial advice.
Again, not paper gold. It's got to be physical gold.
Exactly. And it's not Bitcoin that's
on your exchange.
You need to have that somewhere cold storage.
Yeah. You need some sort of a hardware wallet. You need to make sure you have custody of it. And we know that's terrifying to some people, but yeah, I mean, one thing that I will add to that, like consider this, like if BlackRock starts moving into the markets and VanEck and all these folks are getting into the pool of Bitcoin, there's not a lot of Bitcoin out there.
Nope.
And if people actually move the Bitcoin off the exchanges and do self-custody, yes, it is a lot of responsibility, but it's going to be that much harder for them to fudge the numbers.
That's right. And it'll make it that much more valuable.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. I mean, you'll see like just prices go through the roof for it. So anyways, newsletter, merch coming. Keep an eye out. We're not just speaking out our ear holes or mouth holes, pie holes, words.
Just my eye hole.
Just my eye hole. Thank y'all for listening.
Peace.